emergency monitoring.
Good morning, David. You on that first cup of coffee?
My first cup this time. I've been kind of up and down. It's about 2 o'clock, but didn't get in over this morning. I was kind of surprised anybody be in here.
Wait at 1, finally just said to heck with it, couldn't get back to sleep, and got up at 2, so I had my first cup of coffee about 2:15. I've been around listening to stuff on HF and monitoring the repeater here. So I'm going to call out about every half hour or so.
Agenda for today.
Not a lot. I didn't hang around the shack, and I got a couple of things coming in today that are radio-related. If they can get to me, they're repaving the roads in my neighborhood, and they're doing my side of the road, so my driveway's going to be blocked, and I won't be able to get out and go anywhere, so... just hang around, sit on the front porch maybe if the weather's nice, and see what happens.
R4GEG.
What was that call sign again?
Romeo 4, Golf, Echo, Golf.
R4MKH, Marshall here. You out on the road, head to work?
I'm kind of new around here to the ham bands. Got my general at Shelby, and just kind of getting to know everybody listening in and everything, and I'm in my home office slash shack and decided to talk this morning.
I'm retired, so I'm at my shack here in the spare bedroom, and there's a couple guys hanging around and get on about this early in the morning. And then once the people start heading to work here, about 5:30 or so, you'll be some others on here. So just hang around and throw your car out there and talk.
That I'm usually up very early in the mornings. I'm in IT, so, you know, it's round-the-clock stuff. So
give me that call sign again. I can't seem to find you in QRZ.
Kilo Romeo 4, Golf, Echo, Golf. I should be in there.
I'm too early in the morning and only had one cup of coffee. I wrote down KK4 instead of KR4, or at least I couldn't read my writing after I wrote it. Congratulations on the new general. You got an HF radio yet?
I do have an HF radio, but I don't have an HF antenna yet. So I'm still, it's HF radio, so... I'm still working on getting an HF antenna. I'm in an HOA, so I got to figure out how I'm going to work that out.
But to do that, when I was living in Florida, I was in an HOA. It was pretty strict, but I managed to get antennas up in the air in the trees, some wires and stuff, and didn't have any problems. Got an HOA here where I'm living now, but we're out in the woods. They're all no smaller than 2-acre lots. I've got 4 acres here, it's heavily wooded, so not a problem with the HOA. If you want to do it, you can. If you need some tips, hit me up. I'm good on QRZ, and you know, there's some things. I'll probably be selling some antennas here before too long, and some go bags, those kind of things. Redone my shack here, and I'll get rid of some of the old stuff.
What was your call sign again?
Mike Kilo Hotel.
For Mike Kilo Hotel.
Well, David was in there a couple minutes ago and he said something, asked me a question. I replied and you haven't heard from him since. You still there, David? Everything okay? Equipment problem, or went to get him another cup of coffee.
Yeah, I've got me a can of Coke here that's waking me up in the morning.
Get a little milk with breakfast or do another cup of coffee. May just switch to a thing of IT. You said you were in IT. I spent 30 years as a software developer, a lot of it at the server level. So it's an interesting career there.
Recently promoted into management, though. Still got my hands on the keyboard, though, as a systems architect and all that. Just servers, everything. I've done software development. I've done, you name it, in IT, I've done it. So, yeah. Jack of all trades, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of everything, too, though my specialty was coding. I finished up my career as a Microsoft MVP, dealing with voice over IP and speech to text recognition software. So it was fun while it lasted. Then you get old enough to retire, and I said, I'm too old to learn new stuff. I'm going to quit.
Be learning something new, because if you're not learning something new, then you are getting behind, and it doesn't take long to get way behind in this business. That is for sure.
And that very well. I spent the last 13 years working remotely, and I think during that whole 13 years, I worked 2 weeks for a local company, and that was it. Everything else was scattered, mostly on the west coast of the U.S., some of it overseas, and you know, there's a new thing coming every day, and the thing you learned yesterday is no longer popular. There's like 3 new things today, and you can't get them all, so you pick one. If you pick the wrong one, then you're not going anywhere either. So that's a young man's game. I'm too old for that.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm getting too old for it, too, which is funny. But it's not old enough yet to retire, though.
What kind of HF radio you got?
The Yaesu FT-991A.
That's a nice little radio. It's one of the Yaesus I don't have. I got 5 Yaesus on my desk right now, and the 991s I've never got into. I went further up the line on that. I had an 891 or whatever it was back there, but I didn't like the interface on that, so I sold it. But I'm a big Yaesu fan.
I'm just getting into this, so I started out with Kenwood handhelds and was messing with those, and those were a lot of fun. And then I just got this thing like this week and started playing with it. I've still got the cable draped across the floor in the house to the antenna I have on my the roof of my deck out back. And let's just say my wife's not too happy about that, so I've got to do something better than that. So, yeah.
That I, earlier this year, started rebuilding my shack in here and redesigned everything. I got stuff all over the place in here. About got it to settle down where I like it. I got a next space to put a couple antennas up outside that I want to do. So that 991A there is sounding pretty good on 2 meters.
Thank you very much. It's the antenna I've got is it's nothing fancy, for sure, but it's set for 2 meter and 72 centimeter, so it's tuned for those two bands, and like I said, I haven't got an HF antenna yet, so my HF board is naked right now, so I haven't tried anything on HF yet.
My career, I guess, in ham radio, messing around with that back in the mid-70s when I was in high school, or junior high, and back then HF was popular. 2 meters was just kind of starting to pick up a little bit. The CB radio was still very popular, so I did CB and did listen and talk on ham, but I couldn't pass the code back then. I just had a mental block with that, so I never got licensed until 2006, but I've been around the darn hobby for about, since the 70s, that'd be about 50 years now.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I'm impressed. I want to learn the code at some point, but I know that's going to be tough.
Friday. Yeah, I'd like to learn code sometime, and I'd like to learn study and get my extra. The only problem is I'm having too much fun playing with the radios and the privileges and the modes that I've got to waste a bunch of time studying for it.
Echo Golf, Freddy. Yeah, I have started studying for extra. It's a lot to take in, that is for sure. But I'm, like I said, I'm playing and learning, and I'm kind of on a quest to knock it all out as fast as I can, and learn as much as I can right away, I guess.
Getting mode, keep going, keep at it. I will eventually get around doing it. I need to finish the shack first. My newest radio came in, when did it come in? What's the day? Friday? It came in Tuesday, I guess. I got the Yaesu FTX-1 field model, and so it's like you do. I got just a wire or a piece of coax strung over to the window over there and hooked to one of my HF antennas, so I got to clean that up and work it into the shop here, or into the shack here. It's always something. Keeps you busy. It's fun.
It is a lot of fun. I'm having a blast so far.
Better be. You'll make me feel old.
It's me. I call everybody sir, even people younger than me and older than me, everything. I don't know why. It's just ingrained in me.
I'm born and raised in the South, and so I understand the yes sirs and the yes ma'ams and that kind of stuff. But for some reason, it just makes me feel old. But, you know, to be honest, I am getting old.
That, I understand that.
Anybody else out there wants to turn at this?
I can, and go get the coffee syrup. I didn't put enough in it to begin with. KF4NXY.
I wasn't strong enough. Yeah, I need to go make me another cup. Say hello to Scott there. He's a new general.
Got my general. I don't work up. Don't much HF, so just kind of hang around on this.
Morning, Mr. Dovid. How are you?
Pretty good. Sound like got a brand new ham here. What was your name again? I didn't catch it.
Golf 4, Golf Echo Golf. I'm Scott.
Scott, I might have talked to you one time already. Scott, I'm not being critical, but I found out something with my 991A on 2 meter. You might want to back that mic gain back. Patrick helped me adjust mine. I wound up putting it on about a 52, 53. Worked the best for my voice.
I will check that out.
Well, that transmission was better. I mean, just, you know, kind of maybe holding the mic a little further away from you. That sounded a lot better.
Out of here for a minute. I'm going to go make me another cup of coffee and fix me a little bit of breakfast and make some tea for the wife. She should be in there waking up about now. I'll catch y'all in about 10 minutes or so. Should be back before the drive time guys start up. 74MK is on the side.
I'll catch you in a little bit. Yeah, a couple of things I need to do right quick, too. So, Scott, welcome to the hobby. Welcome to the repeater. We're just about always in here this time of morning till about 6:15. So I'll be back in a few minutes myself. KF4NXY.
Talk to y'all soon. Kilo Romeo Golf 4 Golf Echo Golf.